the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and we are on podcast 140. So, in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about living, basically. Because living can be quite scary, quite frankly, and it can get even scarier the less money that you have, obviously, okay? And if you've ever had no money, you'll know how scary that can be. You don't know where you're going to eat next, you don't know where you're going to sleep next, you don't know anything, right? You've got no certainty going on in your life at all. Now imagine you're 65 and you retired, or you're not retired because you can't afford to retire, but you can't find a job because you're 65. By the way, we just helped a guy who's just turned 54 get a brand new job. And he was very nervous about going for a job at age 54 because he's like, who'd want me? And I'm like, dude, you've got loads of authority behind you, lots of experience. Anyway, we did some work with him and he's got job offer after job offer after job offer. Some really good pension stuff in there and all sorts of stuff, right? So, you know, you should never be worried at whatever age that you won't work again if that is your worry. But, you know, the name of the podcast is the problem isn't dying at 65, it's living till you're 100. You see, dying at 65 is the easy way out. You don't have to worry about the fact that you're retired and maybe you've not got much of a pension and you're having to live on the state pension. You know, what's a state pension going to be in 20 years' time, 30 years' time, 40 years' time? Going to be non-existent. I mean, you know, it's going up, but not by a huge amount. And what, the amount that you're on a state pension, you can't rent a place with that. It's ridiculous. So the problem isn't you dying at age 65. The problem is, what if you don't die at age 65? Now, that's a crazy way of looking at it, and I understand that. But the problem gets worse. What if you don't die at 75, or you don't die at 85, and you don't die at 95? And my granddad, who, by the way, died at 65. My granddad always said, if it won't leave you in the gutter, bloody well will. He actually meant, when you die, it won't leave you in the gutter. He was on about funeral expenses. But if you're still alive, it would totally leave you in the gutter. How many homeless men are there right now? In the UK, 2018, the government says there are only 4,250 homeless people in the United Kingdom. Like, there's that in London, right? In Leeds, Leeds City Council, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, said there was like 20 homeless people. I actually think it was less than that. I think it was maybe 6. But where do we get these figures from? Some random person went round one day and tried to count them all. That's literally how they got the figures. Completely made up. So what are you going to do about it? What if you don't die at 65? Like, if you do die at 65 and you've got no money, at least you haven't got that to worry about. But if you don't die at 65 and you've got no money, what are you going to do? Now, I'm imagining that most people listening to this are not 65. There's usually the men, and they're usually aged between 35 and 55, which actually, I'm a male too, in case you weren't sure, and I'm right slap bang in the middle of that age group. Now, my YouTube followers, this is where I get that, those stats from, because I can't tell on podcasts if you're male or female, I get that stat from YouTube, but YouTube is biased anyway because YouTube is predominantly used by men rather than women. Anyway, I don't know what women do. They just use a different, I don't know what they do. They don't sit looking at who built the moon and the energy coming off pyramids like I do. Or any of those little corners of YouTube that we find ourselves in. The Mandela effect. What colour, by the way, let's ask you this, what colour, you know, in The Karate Kid, what colour was the bandana that Mr. Miyagi gave to the Karate Kid? Now, in my memory, it was white with red. It was like a sun, because it was Nippon, it was Japanese, so it was like a sun with red coming off the sun and white in between it, right? And everyone I speak to, that's what they remember. But actually, if you go back, it wasn't that at all. So that's the Mandela effect, where we have these false memories. Anyway, I find myself in those areas of YouTube quite a bit. But if you are a male between 35 and 55, like most people are who listen to this, and if you're outside of that, then awesome. It makes you a bit more unique. And if you're female, then welcome. We love both sexes listening to my podcasts as well. But whatever's going to happen, by the way, women do suffer from homelessness, but by a far less percentage of men. And I don't know why that is. Obviously, there are homeless women in there, but maybe it's a child thing. So if you're a female with a child under 16, you get a place. If you're over 16, if you have a child who's over 16, then they become homeless too. It might be 18. So maybe that's why there's a discrepancy between male and female homelessness. Anyway, this is not a podcast about homelessness. This is a podcast about what's the government going to do if you've got no money and you're age 65 and your pension doesn't give you anywhere to live? It's going to ignore you. That's it. That's exactly what it's going to do. You think it's going to help you? You are wrong. It is 100% not going to help you. You're sat there freezing in the freezing cold snow like we've had recently. Yeah, they might open it up for a couple of nights and then off you go. You're on your own. And you try and go into hospital and they kick you out as well because they need the beds because there's not enough beds and blah, 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 right? So this is the problem. It's not dying at 65. It's living till you're 100. Now, and also there is a bigger problem. Okay, maybe not a bigger problem than that, but there's another problem. And the other problem is that as we get more technologically advanced, automation is going to start coming in. So some of those jobs that people have right now, you know, if you're age 65 and you can afford a car, you could be an Uber driver. Probably. I don't know if Uber have rules on that, but assume that you can. So if that is true, then that potentially is a problem because Uber, as it stands in 2018, will not be the same company in 2028. We're going to have driverless cars. But one of the biggest costs for Uber is paying the driver their part of their share for the taxi. You know, my youngest is 3 now, so she'll be 13. She will never, ever drive a car. I highly, highly doubt she will ever drive a car. She'll call Uber from her device, whatever that mobile device happens to be, and it'll just come and pick her up and drop her off, and it'll be a couple of quid. And it won't be a lot of money at all because you're not having to pay someone a living wage. So what are you going to do for a job? Like, you know, the firemen, the one about retiring at 65 and those about retirement age is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, what fireman's going to be climbing up ladders at age 65, 66, 67, right? It's not viable at all. So what are you going to do? And so this is really a conversation about what are you going to do right now? I don't care how old you are. If you're 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, what are you going to do right now that's going to look after you when you're 65, 67, 75, 85, 95? Because the other problem is, the average age now in the UK, I believe it's 84 years of age. That's the average age, including men and women, but women live longer than men generally. But that's the average age of a person dying in the United Kingdom. Now, you go back 20, 30 years, it was like early 70s. You know, people, you know, that old story of you retire at 65 and you die 2 years later. That's changed somewhat because of advances in medical care and medical science and so on. And general care, you know, the poor from 50 years ago are totally different than the poor now. The poor today only have iPhone 6s instead of the latest iPhone X. They, you know, they don't have Netflix. They've just got super fast broadband, right? To some extent, okay? Obviously, to some extent, because there's some very, very poor people who can't afford anything and give the kids a cardboard box for Christmas. Those people exist, okay? But you've got to look at what are you going to do right now to prepare yourself for living past the age of 65. Now, if you've got a pension, that's great. But I would also be cautious because the people at British Home Stores, they had pensions too. Where did that go, Mr. Philip Green? I wonder, nice million pound yacht there, 220 million or whatever it was. I wonder where those pensions went. And I'm not saying, obviously, that that pension money went into his super yacht because I don't know. I have no idea where that money went. But I'm sure we can all make a semi-educated decision as to where some of that money may have gone. I have no idea. And I'm not saying for one thing or another where that money's gone, obviously, because I wouldn't do such a thing. But the workers at British Home Stores, they all thought they had a pension. And now, you know, they've worked all their lives and now they haven't got anything. So whilst you may have a company pension, you need to also be looking at doing something else. Like for me, it's property. Okay, you know, that property thing, and we're now into paying down mortgages so that eventually all those mortgages will be paid off and we just live off the income off mortgages. Now, we're living off the income off the rental, I should say. We are living off the rental on those properties right now, but we want to get rid of our risk being the mortgage companies who then just turn around and say, yeah, we'll call in the loan on everything and your whole thing just disappears, right? So that's not what you want. But you need to have a diversification in where your income is going to come from the ages of 65 to 100 or 120. So this is the point I was making. The average age right now is 84. It used to be like just over 70, 20 or 30 years ago. Where's it going to be in another 20 or 30 years? I'm 45, so in 30 years' time, I'll be 75. Like, I think the average pension age might be 75 in 30 years' time. Seriously, that's 100% what I... My dad's 79, and he doesn't come across like a doddering 79-year-old. He just doesn't come across that way at all. So the average age is getting longer and longer and longer and longer. So what happens if you live to 115? What if that suddenly becomes the new average age? Now, some people sat there going, oh, never happened that, never happened. People thought that at age 72, moving to 84, that was only sort of 30 years ago. Because we stand on the tall shoulders of giants, the technological advances that are moving forward, you know, we're talking nanobots, for goodness sake, that go in and kill the cancer cells, literally eat up the cancer cells in 20 years' time. So, like, not necessarily a cure for cancer, but something to help us deal with cancer so we can live longer. And we're able to replace organs and we're able to replace limbs, like a hip transplant. I mean, that's crazy, right? I've got two new hips. It's just amazing. Not me personally, but that's what you hear people say. So as we move forward, we're able to live longer and longer and longer. But if you've got no money and you're relying on a state pension, I can't imagine that that's going to be a very enjoyable lifestyle. Whereas imagine you're making 10 grand a month now, and then your mortgages get paid off in 20 years. And then, with inflation, it keeps going up and your rental income keeps going up as well. And you can live to the manner that you're accustomed. That's awesome. What if a property market crashes or something bad happens? You still got to diversify where your future income is going to come from. And I hear you. I understand what you're saying. You're saying, Dan, I can't even afford to live now. Excuse me. I can't afford to live now, let alone in 20 years' time. Totally get that. So then the question is, not what are you going to live on in 20 years' time or 30 years' time when you're over 65? What are you going to live on right now? So this is where it comes to, those three rules: cut your costs, generate cash, invest the rest. So you've got to start cutting costs. If you're earning less than you're spending, right, you're going to go bust. It's really obvious. Even if you're putting it onto a credit card, eventually that credit card runs out and then your repayments are increasing monthly anyway because you're putting more onto it. That's not going to work for you. There's only one place that all that is going to end up, and it's a destination called misery. So what are you going to do? So we've got to cut costs. And then the second part is you've got to start generating income. So we just created a new coaching package. It's called Income Accelerators. It's 37 quid a month, four group coaching sessions. It's all to do with how to accelerate your income, basically. How are you going to grow your income? And then not just how you're going to grow your income. So, for example, right now we just spent $500. It cost $550 because it was a setup fee for $50. But we spent $500 on some cryptocurrency mining contracts. And that $500 will now generate, at today's Bitcoin price, which at the time we did it was about 8 grand. It's just dropped to 7 grand pounds, that is. But at the 8 grand, it'll give us $38 a month. Return on investment is about 13 months, but it keeps on going, does that contract. There's no end time, but if it becomes unprofitable to keep going and mining Bitcoin, then it terminates. So is there some risk in there? Yeah. That $500, where did that come from? Well, we sold some coaching products, or we generated some rental income from our property, or we generated some income from Airbnb, which we do a little bit of these days. Or we sold something, or we provided a service. But that money allows us to spend the money on something that will make more money. Whereas most people, they'll take that $500 and spend it on a weekend out, or a new car, or a new hi-fi. Nobody buys hi-fis, do they, these days? Or a new computer, or something, because I deserve it, and blah, blah, blah. And then in 20 years' time, when they've got the 20-year-old hi-fi and the car's worn out and, those jeans that were bought for 300 quid, they're not worth anything anymore because they're, mothballed. Like, where's that money gone? Where's my $500? Assume that it's gone for, say, 5 years. Let's say, just say that. $38 a month for the next 5 years. And, if cryptocurrency doubles or triples or quadruples, then we get those benefits too. So we're making our money work for us. So if we're talking about not dying at 65, nobody wants to die that young, but living till you're 100, we've got to make sure that we have the opportunity to live in the manner that we're accustomed. And it comes from right now, cutting your costs, generating more cash and investing the difference between those two into something that will give you income between the ages of 65 and 100. And, you know, if you're 35 right now, you've got 30 years to put that in place. But don't think that 30 years, oh, that's miles away. I'm 45. When I was 25, I thought 45 was old. I'm 45 and I'm like, 45 is quite young, actually. I don't feel old at all. And that is because the technological advances in our ability to look after ourselves and the way that we are perceived in society is completely different now. But that retirement age is going to get longer and longer and longer. So what are you going to do to put something in place to make sure that you're looked after not only between 65 and 100, but to increase your income right now? Okay, I think that'll do us for this podcast. A little bit of food for thought there. Something I just wanted to share with you because it came up in one of my videos on my weight loss stuff that I've been doing. I've been doing daily videos on YouTube about my weight loss progress, which is quite interesting if you want to go and have a look. But we'll catch up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.